Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Wednesday, August 5th. I'm Sarith Hawk. A new film celebrating the work of Chicano playwright and director Luis Valdez finds the echoes of history taking hold again.
The film was always supposed to be a film about belonging in America, you know, and little did we know that by the time we were done, there were going to be ICE raids across the country.
We speak to the director of American Pachuco, the legend of Luis Valdez, about how the artist's work is inspiring questions today about belonging in America, plus when you can see the screening in Fresno. But first, these headlines. A new poll says that public lands are top priority for voters in California's 22nd congressional district. The national public opinion research firm North Star Opinion Research surveyed 400 people in Kings, Tulare, and Kern counties in June. The firm released the results Tuesday, showing residents are more likely to vote someone into Congress who supports caring for public lands. Republican incumbent David Valadao is facing a challenge from Democrat Randy Villegas in the district. Fire officials in Los Angeles say the deadly Eaton fire was caused by equipment belonging to Southern California Edison. A new report found the cause of the fire was a tower that was not in service. The Eaton fire was one of two blazes that broke out in January 2025. It killed 19 people and destroyed or damaged more than 9,000 homes and businesses. It took nearly a month to put it out before it scorched 22 square miles. A new measure in the city of Merced is going on the November ballot. A 1 cent sales tax known as the, quote, City of Merced Vital Services Protection Measure was approved by the council on Monday, 6-1. Merced City Manager Scott McBride says an important part of the measure is it will give voters a chance to say yes or no to a new tax.
The city council makes decisions about how it's spent. As our other measures currently are done, it's also going to be required to have audits, citizen oversight, and you make decisions in public. You make decisions through your budget process, through your town hall meetings, but the voters do have to decide whether or not this would be enacted.
The money raised through the tax will be used to fund police and fire departments as well as roads. A Fresno native is taking his soccer talents to England. Max Arvston will be transferred to the English Football League championship team, Middlesbrough FC. Arvston was born and raised in Fresno and has played his last four seasons as a midfielder for the MLS team Columbus Crew. Earlier this summer, Arvston played with the U.S. men's national team during the FIFA World Cup.
KVPR's $10,000 drawing is underway. Do your part to support KVPR by purchasing your $100 ticket for a chance to win the grand prize of $10,000. Only 800 tickets will be sold. Purchase tickets now at kvpr.org/10k.
And now to our main story. Playwright, actor, writer, film director. Luis Valdez is regarded as the father of Chicano theater and film. Acclaimed works in his name include the Hollywood blockbuster La Bamba, the award-winning play Zoot Suit, and dozens of other credits in film, television, and theater. But his roots began here in the Central Valley. He was born to a family of migrant farm workers in the Kern County community of Delano. A new documentary, American Pachuco, The Legend of Luis Valdez, celebrates his journey as an artist.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has come to my attention that some of you don't know the story of Luis Valdez.
Valdez started on the picket lines of the Delano grape strike. His work merged art and activism and asked the persistent question, what does it mean to belong in America? His exploration of Chicano identity has inspired generations of artists, including the documentary's director, David Alvarado. He tells me why he decided to turn the lens on his hero.
You know, I had the idea in about 2021. I had remembered, you know, meeting him when I was a kid and how inspiring that was. And, you know, it was about the time I was thinking of doing my next project, but I thought surely somebody had done it. And so I Googled it, and I was just shocked. You know, I kind of remember scrolling through the Google results, and there was like an ABC report kind of like, you know, describing who he was and what he did and stuff, but like nothing like a major feature documentary on his life. And so it just kind of stuck with me for about 48 hours. And about that point, I just said, okay, well, if somebody hasn't done it, then maybe I can do it.
And I'm wondering, because he is such a giant, right, in the world of film and plays and really just a creative juggernaut, why do you think his name has been sort of obscured in the cultural lexicon?
Well, it's really at the national, like, level, I think that's true. I mean, you know, in Southern California, the Central Valley, people know the name, Chicano communities, Latino communities, theatrical communities, you know, he's been a known figure, but it, you know, at the level of somehow his name didn't travel up to the sort of stratospheric level of La Bamba, his very own film. And so, yeah, I don't know why that is. You know, I mean, after La Bamba, he didn't get a shot at another major Hollywood film after that, it seems. So, you know, perhaps if he had been given more opportunities, he might have, you know, started to become a more well-known name. But he's been working this whole time, and he's known really well in certain circles. But I agree, it's a shame that he hasn't been a household name all this time.
Well, your new documentary is titled American Pachuco, The Legend of Luis Valdez. And, you know, you really focus on his roots here in the Central Valley. What did you sort of get to learn about this area through his life, through his work? Because you're originally from Texas.
Yeah, well, you know, I remember seeing images of the Central Valley in middle school. We had history books and they talked about the grape strikes, and I just remember seeing it. And the context that was delivered to me was that this was the grounds where the first ever union contract was won by farm workers in America, and that was such a historic, amazing, event in American civil rights history. And, you know, that was what I first saw. And so to go there and film with Luis and, you know, to help digitize tens of thousands of feet of celluloid from that time and place, you know, was just, it was like kind of opening up that history book again, but being in the real place. And so it was just so magical.
Yeah. And, you know, what I loved about this film, too, is that we got to see Luis in it himself. You know, this isn't like a posthumous thing where you mm-hmm. celebrate someone after they're gone. He's part of this work. How was that working with somebody you regarded as your hero?
It was great. I mean, you know, they say never meet your heroes, but I found out that he's a very good guy, and I really enjoyed it. He didn't have any creative control over the film, so he had to take a leap of faith with me that I could tell his story right. So there was, you know, at the beginning, you know, I felt very nervous about it, but we showed him the film a few weeks before Sundance, and he was very happy with it, and it was a joy to go through that process with him.
And you're releasing this project now at a time when, you know, all the themes of this documentary have really exploded back into the national consciousness again. And it really addresses issues that have always been at the center of Luis Valdez's work. Can we go through some of those themes? Part of that is farm worker rights and humanity. And during this process, we saw the unraveling of Cesar Chavez's legacy. How did you guys sort of deal with that while you were making the film?
Yeah, so I hear sort of two different questions there. I mean, one is the sort of the political, if you were talking about the political realm right now, the film was always supposed to be a film about belonging in America, you know, and little did we know that by the time we were done, there were going to be ICE raids across the country, and it was just... a terrible time when America seemed to be asking itself again, who belongs in America? And so the film came out, I think, at the right time to speak to something very important right now. But also, you know, as far as Cesar Chavez goes, I mean, you know, when I used to look at those history books, I was told by my teachers that, you know, we could be proud of ourselves in seeing Cesar Chavez. You know, he was somebody that lifted up our community and actually declared that we belonged here. And so to have this revelation happen and through the course of our releasing of the film, where suddenly, you know, the picture's not quite so rosy, it was devastating, of course, because, you know, we had put so much on his shoulders to stand for things that were right and good. But now that we know his true character, you know, it's you know, to me, the biggest problem is if his legacy falls, which is fine, the people around him that should have been given that credit might be falling too. You know, the whole history is slipping through our fingers because we had put so much on this one man who was in power and was the wrong person to be giving this sort of iconic, you know, legacy to. And so I just, you know, for us, we took the opportunity to change a small segment in the film because we used to introduce Cesar Chavez in a more positive and joyful way. And now we actually just changed one little line and moved a segment over and just introduced him more straightforwardly. But also we re-recorded some of the Pachuco narrator to, you know, declare that there was something, you know, that history would show about Cesar that made him not who we thought he was. And so, you know, we didn't want that to take over the film. It was never really, the film, you know, never really had much to do with Cesar Chavez, but we also didn't want to look away from it. So we just had to make a careful decision how to balance that. And so the new version now that's out is, you know, at least addresses it and doesn't look away.
Yeah. And you use the Pachuco as a guide through the film. Can you explain that a little bit more? What is a Pachuco? How does it echo Luis Valdez's work?
So the Pachuco is a character from the 40s. It's you know, a subculture of Chicanos, kids from Mexican-American backgrounds, sometimes farmworking kids who move into the city. They started to pick up on jazz culture, you know, like these zoot suits were something that came out of Harlem, actually. And the Chicanos of that time started to adopt them and create their own version of this jazz culture in Southern California. This also was true of the Filipinos and other folks around them. And so it was like a unique American identity. It was fascinating. And Luis chose to make a subject, one of his plays, the Zoot Suit Riots. These Pachucos in the 40s were at a time when, you know, the Second World War was getting hot and people were asking again, do these guys belong here? Are these Americans or are they invaders of some kind? Are they on our side or are they not? And, you know, many of them, you know, their older brothers, you know, were serving in the military and these were teenagers. And so the Zoot Suit Riots culminated in a violent brawl in the street. And that became the subject of Luis's play, later titled Zoot Suit, which he then made a movie of and went to Broadway with it. And so for me, American Pachuco is the spirit of the Chicano community from, you know, the indigenous roots all the way up until the contemporary, you know, Latino experience. And that's what Luis tapped into. And so that's what I put in the title of the film, is this idea of this American Pachuco. Luis himself, you know, was never a Pachuco. He never, you know, donned a zoot suit, but he wrote about it and he tapped into that. And to me, that captured a lot of the threads throughout his body of work.
That was my conversation with David Alvarado. He's the director of the new documentary, American Pachuco, The Legend of Luis Valdez. On Thursday, the film opens at Maya Cinemas in Fresno. Then on Saturday at Maya Cinemas, there will be a special screening from 5 to 9 p.m. David will be there for a Q&A followed by a block party hosted by Arte Americas at Campus Point. And that's today's show. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden and KVPR. I'm Sarith Hawk. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
The fatal shooting of a teenager at a protest in Seattle has gone unsolved for 6 years.
This is open in your face. how are there no answers?
Our investigation has uncovered new evidence and witnesses who say they've never talked to police.
Did police ever call you?
Not once.
Listen to We Keep Us Safe, a new true crime series on the Embedded podcast from NPR.